Blackstone Audiobooks presents
C.H. Spurgeon's Autobiography, The Last 30 Years, 1860 to 1892, by C.H. Spurgeon. Chapter 1. Building Our Holy and Beautiful House. On September the 7th, 1857, a meeting was held at New Park Street Chapel for the double purpose of giving thanks to God for the success that had attended the pastor's labours in gathering funds for the new tabernacle, and of encouraging the people to do their utmost for the same object. On this occasion, Spurgeon said that the many thousands of hearers who regularly worshipped at the music hall proved that, as soon as a building could be erected to seat 5,000 persons, that number of friends might be safely calculated upon to fill it, and they would then have the best and strongest church in London. Sir Morton Peto had promised to get his agent to look out for a suitable site, and he had also guaranteed substantial help to the building fund, which continued to grow, though not as rapidly as the young pastor desired. The following resolution, preserved in the church book, shows that in July 1858 the time appeared to have arrived for making a further advance in connection with the much-needed new tabernacle. Meeting of the Male Members of the Church, Monday, July 26, 1858. Our pastor convened this meeting in order to acquaint the church with the position of the great design for erecting a new tabernacle, and also to obtain the opinion of the church as to immediate progress. The church unanimously resolved that the committee be desired to proceed with all prudent speed, and agree that our pastor should leave us alternate months, if he saw it necessary to do so, in order to collect the needful funds. The meeting afforded a most pleasing proof of the unity and zeal of the brethren. It was not long after this time that the public announcement